What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
The show today is brought to you in part by Easton Archery, Gas Bowstrings, Trophy Ridge, Maltree Mobile, Vapor Trail, Burris Optics, The Bow Hitch, and caffeine provided by Deer Camp Coffee. Now, on to the show.
Hey guys, welcome to the Outdoor Podcast powered by Bowhunter Planet. We hope everybody's having a wonderful fall so far. But as we all know, in the fall, we get these great things called bow launches. And each of the companies have a chance to launch some new product as each year goes by. And it's hard for them because this is a lot of work. I mean, it's not like a simple thing here, creating new ideas, creating new bows, patents, all that great stuff. But today we got Bowtech on, as I got my Bowtech hat on that Todd sent me a couple years ago, actually. I keep this baby. I love it. It's so cool.
That's a good one.
Love the classic look to that, and the natural looking, you know, simplified, you know, it's simple, but cool, you know? So Todd, tell us, man, what is Bowtech got cooking this year? What can we expect today on launch day?
Man, it is, we're excited. As you guys said, you know, as you said, it's the, you know, every year, the time of year, but for us, it's a several year kind of just the culmination of a lot of work from a lot of people over a couple years. You know, bows don't come together in 12 months. Bows, you know, we hope bows come together in 24 months, but for the whole, you know, through the whole iteration process and testing and everything else. But yeah, we're super excited today you know, to really roll out these bows. We have two new ones we're launching today. So kind of a flagship series style bow and kind of something just a little lower price point, but that really offers those features in the higher price points, but able to save you a couple $100 and you know, put towards arrows and things like that too. So the Proven 34 is our big flagship this year, and hence the name. It's really a, I mentioned the word culmination in the product development, but it's a really a culmination of a lot of our, or right now, really all of our industry leading technologies that are really field proven. And it's not just, you know, I'm a marketer and it's just not marketing fluff. It's real world use. It's guys in the field, gals in the fields, putting these bows to the test, using these technologies that really make a difference. And it's just not really, you know, we have these tunability technologies, these for ease of use, ease of setup. And it's not just for the dealer. You know, we want to make the dealer's life easier. That's what Deadlock really came in and Timelock. But, you know, making a consumer's life easier. So the Proven 34 integrates a lot of all those, pretty much all those new technologies. I'm going to back up here a little bit to see it. But it's a 34-inch axle-to-axle bow, roughly based on the SS-34. So for us, the SS-34 was one of the most popular platforms, and it actually, it surprised us a little bit when we launched that bow, that we sent them out for a lot of tests and things like that. Now, you guys do a lot of the tests for us too, and it kind of emerged to the top as a favorite. Mm-hmm. Just because of the frame of the bow, it's kind of that mid-range. It's kind of that, not necessarily the speed class. It's that 331, 334 speed class. But just the stability, the accuracy, and just the hold on the shot is really what it made it stand out. And again, we won a ton of awards with it and going head to head with those little more compact, those faster bows. And then really a market when it's the year we launched the Carbon One, which saw a ton of success. But this SS-34 went toe-to-toe with it. So we took that platform and we integrated even more technologies that we've developed over the last, really the last 2 years. So Deadlock, The SS34 had deadlock on it, but last year we rolled out, might be able to see it on my camera here, time lock. So we've got time lock right there. So we rolled out time lock in our Reckoning Gen 2 years ago. And once that rolled out, we had a lot of hunters that saw the ease of tunability, the ease of setup, and wanted that in a hunting platform. So it came out on the 2024 Core SS, Core SR. So we rolled that over to the Proven as well. And you can kind of see here on screen, I'm going to hold it up super close, but it's easier to see here. So this does have our center mass sight system on it, but it's a little updated version of it. We had a few pieces of feedback from consumers and dealers on the Core SS and the Core SR that they would like to see on in the center mass system. So we decided to roll that out in the new bow this year. So as opposed to going directly through the riser, it's actually dovetailed on the inside of the riser, as you see there. And it helps us kick more of that weight in closer to the center. Mm-hmm. It also allows us to run a double mounting screw. So there's one there and one there. So previously on the existing one, I had one mounting screw on the outside. Double screws, we all know it's always going to be a more rigid mounting. So if it does, if you fall, you drop it or anything like that, it takes a hard wrap. It's not going to go anywhere. There's a higher likelihood with a single screw. So that was one big piece of feedback we received. So we were able to run that double screw. But also with the center system in there, we were forced to... a lot of the vertical bar was shoved closer into the center, and it blocked a little bit of your sight picture on mm-hmm. your ring. We had a lot of consumers tell us about that, and you could fix it or you could adjust for it by offsetting your windage mm-hmm. bar on your sight bracket here and kick your whole vertical bar over. But with this, by running that weight in there, we're able to kick that back over a little bit, balance that out by offsetting that. Now you can see your whole sight ring in your peep. So
Todd, with that though, real quick, that technology, is that going to be exclusive to Black Gold, or is that going to be something where that bracket's available to other brands at some point?
We'll share the drawings and everything else. So that's what we did with the current center mass. So we shared all those drawings and everything else. That way, Dialed and everybody else can produce they're a bar that would accommodate that. And we also make a bar for this that has the pick rail. So if you have an existing like Garmin sight or anything like that, that uses the pick rail style mount, short bar and mount your Garmin sight to the front of there. And Hoyt Love and everything it. Else, they have that pick style. If you still have that sight and you like that, you'll be able to run that on there as well.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Today forward on launch day, so the Core SS and the Core SR, anything produced after today, will also feature this new sight system. We'll still have the existing sight that the Core SR and SS will launch with mm-hmm. in case somebody wants to convert it. But going forward from launch on, the new ones will be produced with this sight system.
So to be clear, that black bracket is the actual sight bracket. That's not like... Yep. That's not coming on the bow. There's a couple screw holes there.
Yep, that's part of the sight. And it does accommodate a traditional. So we do have, like, I have my quiver bracket on it. Mm-hmm. But it does accommodate a traditional sight as well if you don't want to run that center mass bar. That is part of the sight. So, and we do offer this bar separately as well, in addition to the pick rail bar. If you have a Core SS and a Core SR from this year and you upgrade to the Proven 34 and you can use your existing sight, all you have to do is get the bar and you can switch it over and go to that.
Yeah, yep. Love it.
So this is pretty cool. So this is a new color, and this might be harder to tell on camera here, but this is our new sandstone color. So this will replace Flat Dark Earth for us. Another big piece of feedback from consumers is wanting something with more of a brown hue to it versus a Flat Dark Earth. So we rolled this out. It's a little harder to see. I think you probably see it against my shirt. My shirt's closer to a Flat Dark Earth, where this is more of that sand color. And then we're also rolling out the EVA green, forest green, that we launched on the EVA Gen 3. We had a ton of even men want that EVA, but we call it forest green, that color in a men's bow. Wow. So we're going to roll that out on this Proven as well this year. So. Two different configurations. I'll hit you a couple with some specs here really quick. So 34-inch axle-to-axle, hence the name. Available in peak poundages of 50, 60, and 70. They all go down 10 pounds. There's two cam configurations. So this is a standard cam. and we're also going to offer it in a long draw cam. So this will replace our Revolt XL, which has been our long draw option for the last couple of years.
Yep.
So the standard cam goes 25 to 30, and the long draw cam goes 27 and a half to 33. So you've got a good length platform, a 34-inch axle platform with that long draw option in there that a lot of people have been wanting the update in. So speed-wise, so the standard cam is 331, where the long draw cam is I'm flipping it backwards on you. So 336 on the standard cam. I had to double check it really quick. 336 on the standard cam, 331 on the long draw cam at 32. And then 6 5/8 on the brace height for the standard and 7 on the
That's a good idea with the cam idea to swap the cam and be able to add these additional concepts. Now, with that cam swap, is that something that you're going to like a consumer will buy it in this spec, or does this mean the pro shop changes the cam, or will the bows come in with those cams?
It'll come. Yeah. You either order the standard draw, or you order the long draw.
Got it. So it's almost deflection. Like two separate bows then, but same.
Exactly.
Much, same okay.
Exactly.
Just trying to make sure that was clear. And it looks like you're offering it. I want to ask you about this because I feel like it's something happening in the industry, and I'm just curious your take on it as well. Mm-hmm. But obviously Bottomlands is so hot right now on everything.
It is.
I mean, it could be Hey Dudes, right? It's like so hot.
I have a pair. I just worm hunting last week at camp.
Me too. But they're so sweet, and I get it. It looks great. Every bow manufacturer has it now, which is insane to me. It's mind-blowing, which I get it. I was just curious from your perspective, like, what do you think has happened with that? Like, why has it gone so ballistic? And it's almost like a refresh of Mossy Oak that's really pushed them into a whole other level, you know?
Yeah, it's good retro. I mean, it's very lifestyle, too. I mean, I've seen a lot of people that don't necessarily even hunt that wear Bottomland camo. And I think a lot there's a lot of – I mean, look at it. Our fathers and our grandfathers killed deer in red flannel shirts. Then, you know, these patterns like Bottomland came over. But I think a lot of people are saying, even in the digital pattern age, people are seeing that a pattern like Bottomland is just really multifaceted. You can wear it in the blind. I was in Texas last week hunting in a blind, and Bottomland has enough breakup and enough darkness to the camo. It worked well in the blind. Same thing when I'm out spot and stalk for Axis in Texas, it blended right in. So.
Yeah, it's crazy to me how it's blown up, but I love it. I'm very happy for Mossy Oak. I think this has been an amazing ride for them. This camo coming back. I mean, I'm seeing all sorts of things with that camo on it. I mean, totally not even in the industry, you know, like completely all over the place. It's just that hot right now. It's crazy.
I was at a Total Archery Challenge with those guys in Indiana. And Mossy Oak was a couple booths down from me, and they had turtle box speakers in Mossy Oak Bottomland.
Wow.
And they produce those, and I think, and hopefully Jason Hart's not listening to kill me on this and misquoting me. I think it was only like 500. They built 500 of them, and they sold within hours at that point. It's like a limited run, and it went that quick. I said, man, that's an indication you need to do it because I want one at that point. But,
that's crazy.
But it's great. It's my favorite pattern. All my bows are Bottomland. Previously, I was all my bows were our smoke gray. I went to Bottomland. I mean, everything pretty much I run now is Bottomland. So,
yeah, it's nuts, man. It's so cool how that happened. This, I've been kind of like, I don't know why, but I've been into like motorcycles. I don't know what the deal is with me, but like lately I found a new hobby, put it that way, Todd. So I bought a Honda
Navi.
That's
an expensive hobby.
I bought the cheaper stuff, you know, like the mini moto.
Okay.
But I bought a Honda Navi, and it's really fun and it's really cool. And I was like, the other day, I was just looking at, I wonder, like what other options are out there that are similar to this bike and the similar price point and all that. And I found this one called a Kawasaki Z125. And in that process, they sell a camo one. It's not Bottomlands, but it looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'll send you a picture of it later. I don't know how to share it on my screen now, but like, it looks so sick. And I was like, oh my God. I'm like, now I just want it for the camo.
Well, and I think a lot of it's just, you know, Bottomland, you know, they have the best branded, kind of old school camo, but like this hat. I mean, this isn't like a branded camo. It's a duck camo.
It's awesome.
This is huge. I mean, you know, for us and our brand, all of our competitors run it. Inside, I mean, we're you know, a bow hunting company. We're running duck camo, not on a bow, but even just in apparel. And it's I launched these hats and we sold, I mean, I think I sold 300 in a week.
Wow.
That type, you know, it's just that, that I think it's different too, between Bottomland and Duck Camo.
It is, for sure.
It's so a refreshed look for, you know, twigs and sticks and leaves and digital and everything else, and somebody wants something different. So
before we get off this bow real quick, Todd, I just want to say that in my opinion, and I, you know, I've shot a lot of Bowtechs over the years. I feel like you guys with the 34 inch platforms are dominant. Like whatever you're doing when it comes to 34s is always the right thing. Like, I feel like everybody who shoots any of the 34 models from you love them. They have always loved them. Every time someone comes to our studio and they're like, let me shoot that one, I let them shoot it. They're like, can I buy this? Can I take this? I'm like, no, it's staying here.
Yep.
But like every single time. And I think it's funny because it sometimes there's a lot of bow companies right now doing a 34 inch platform, but I don't think people realize how amazing the Bowtech platform actually is in the 34. It just lights out every single time. And like you said, it's got, you know, it's very shootable, very smooth. You're not going to get the fastest bow out of it, but you're going to get a badass shooting bow.
Yeah.
And it will close the distance. And that's the other thing. You know, I know because you're out west and, you know, I've talked to a lot of Michigan hunters, of course, because we're in the Midwest. And, you know, out west, people always need, you know, something that's high end like a Bowtech, you know, because you guys are shooting far shots all the time. Yeah. But that 34 platform is almost perfect for that type of western hunting. And in Michigan, we still use a 34 because guys will like to use it for 3D as well as hunting. So do they need a 34 for hunting here? Not necessarily, but they get a mix out of it, you know?
Yeah. And it's a good middle of the range weight size too, because you're not limited in a stand. You know, it's I still use it when I'm tree stand hunting. It's still maneuverable in that environment as well. So that's that kind of that sweet spot. Personally, a 34 inch bow, to your point, what all your guests are saying is those have always fit me the best. And I actually, when I was shooting the SS-34, I didn't start shooting that bow till midsummer. I shot set up a CP-30 for a while, shot it really, really well. But this range has always fit me the best. And as soon as I set that bow up, it's been hard pressed, even with the Core SR last year at 33. It was hard pressed to get that SS-34 out of my hands. The SR was nice. I got a little extra speed out of it at my 27.5-inch draw length. But even this bow, I'm at that 336. I flip it into the performance. That 27.5, 28 is kind of the sweet spot in the draw on the cam as well. And I can get that extra punch out of that performance on the flip disc. And to help, you know, help make up for my short draw length.
Yeah. So real quick on the topic of short bows, before we move on to the next one, but what you and I didn't get a chance to talk last year because you were super busy and trying to have this conversation, which I wanted to have. So you guys went to the CP-30, I believe. Was it last year or the year before?
Year before, yeah. It launched with the SS-34 2 years ago. Yep.
Okay, so then the 28 would have been the year before that?
Correct.
Okay, so my question is, how did the 28 and the 30 do? Did one do better than the other? Did they both not do as good as a 34 platform, I guess, overall? From what you remember.
It filled the niche, and we did really, really well with the 30. You know, the 28 was actually our shortest bow in a long time. Mm-hmm. Since, like, back the Tech 29, the Mighty Mites, a long time ago,
wow. I mean,
25 years ago. And people wanted that, but I think, you know, people liked getting that back up to that 30 inch. We did a lot more on the 30 than we did at the 28.
Yeah. 30 seems to be like that, you know, obviously like almost the go-to. I feel like you and one of your competitors are the only two that really kind of played around in the 27, 28, 29 platform area.
Yep.
And I only asked the question because that competitor still does that. They still do a 29 and lower. Mm-hmm. And that's why I asked the question as far as, does that do well for Bowtech, or is that more of like, you know what, not really our parte, or, you know what I mean? Like,
and it really comes down to SKU line offering too, from a production standpoint, an op standpoint too. You know, there's probably high likelihood people still would buy 28s and buy 30s, but we would just look at viability too on just, you know, what we're dedicating our production forces to as well, you know, so.
It'd also be interesting to deep dive the numbers. And I know bow companies don't share their numbers, but it'd be interesting from your perspective to look at it and say, okay, how many 30s sold in the Midwest compared to 34s, right?
Yep.
Was it the more dominant seller because of the 20 hour pop shot tree stand warriors, like kind of what we are? I mean, realistically, a lot of people around here But that would kind of indicate then to you, like, maybe what you should consider the next year, you know, what you're making. So,
and that's kind of where the SS-34 had surprised us, because it's a 34-inch bow, and I think we underestimated people wanting to go that direction that little longer. We knew there was a want. But, you know, once you get them out there and the numbers start, you know, we start getting sell through at the shops and, like, pre-orders, not just, you know, buying off the hook, they're ordering ahead of time. It was definitely it was surprising, but, you know.
Yeah, personally, I think with that bow, what happened is that, you know, people see it online, they want to go shoot it. They shoot that bow and it's done. Because, like I said, once you shoot it, you're like, whoa, wow. Right. You know, that's a shooter, you know, for a bow. So I think when people shot that bow, they knew it was lights out, like they're getting that bow. Because a lot of people in this region will do 3D with it, as well as bow hunting, as well as, you know, whatever, spot and stalk. It doesn't matter. Of course you could do it at a 34. Anything higher than that might be pushing it, I think, for archery people and tree stands, but just my opinion. But okay. Moving on. Solution LS,
yeah.
Any short-sighted spy in the field can provide you with images. Only the Moultrie Edge 2 cell cams provide tactical reconnaissance. High-resolution photos and videos paired with detailed intel of where game is most active. Built for simplicity, just turn on your Edge 2 cell cam and it will auto-connect to one of the four major cellular networks, while our easy-to-use app arms you with game plan so you can determine where and when to hunt. Don't just capture images. Gather intelligence.
The most advanced range-finding bow sight is now even better. Introducing the Oracle 2 from Burris. Based on customer feedback, we improved the pin brightness control, refined the LRF adjustment system, and brightened the aiming ring. There's still no glass to scratch, fog, glare, or break, and the fail-safe 20-yard pin has your back no matter what. At the push of a button, you instantly get the yardage to target. Extend your ethical distance with the Oracle 2 from Burris. Burris.
But Easton match-grade shafts undergo a far more meticulous straightness check with razor tolerance at both ends, the center, and the critical quarter locations. Discover the ultimate in precision and made in USA quality. Visit your authorized Easton dealer and pick up your Easton match-grade Pro Shop Series arrows today.
Established in a small town in Kentucky in 1981, a company that produces quality products that archers have come to rely on. I started shooting with a Scott release and have passed the tradition on. As I've aged, the company I started with continues to innovate and produce the premium products it always has. My dad always told me, never forget where you came from. Well, I haven't. Shoot with confidence. Shoot a Scott.
What does it mean to be unrivaled? To be unrivaled isn't about winning a trophy. It's about putting in the hours that nobody else sees. To be unrivaled isn't just a choice. It's a lifestyle. It's to push yourself to be your best day in and day out. Gas Bowstrings. Be unrivaled.
Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
For more than 20 years, Trophy Ridge has developed tools that bow hunters trust and continue to lead the way in bow hunting innovation. Our field-proven products dish out dirt naps all over the world. We've manufactured and sold millions of products along the way, each one strategically designed to give you a distinct advantage in the field. From the backyard and competitive courses, to the backcountry and Midwest cornfields, our products remain lethal, accurate, and continue to help you react to the situation at hand. Trophy Ridge accessories give you confidence, regardless of the situation. Our sights, rest, stabilizers, quivers, and releases set you up to be successful season after season. There are plenty of factors to think about on the hunt. Your gear shouldn't be one of them. We're Trophy Ridge, and we build the tools that bow hunters trust.
We are outdoors people, boating, fishing, hunting, and we are coffee lovers. My husband and I, we met at a coffee shop about 20 years back. So we've grown to love different blends, different beans, and different types of coffee. And throughout our time together, we decided that we wanted to create something for ourselves. So that's where this all came into play. And it's not just an outdoorsman, it's women, men, children. It's the community that come in here and they like it. They sit down at our cafe. They might have a venison hot dog, a cold brew coffee, and they enjoy their time here.
Solution name is back, and just for that reason. Well, Solution's been one of our best-selling bows ever, between the SS, the Solution, and the SD on the short draw option, which was really the SD was the brother bow to the EVA Gen 2. Mm-hmm. And so we had a lot of people asking about a aluminum bow and a lighter version, and we were talking about compact, you know, something mm-hmm. in the little more compact side, but they didn't want heavy. You know, not to say the proven is heavy, but when we want to get to that four, get to that less than four, and not necessarily in a carbon platform. Solution was a great solution to that ask, you know, hence the name there. But be able to take that Solution Forge, which was a lightweight bow, and make some strategic machining on it as well to continue to further lighten it up. But we also wanted to make sure we had all those additional technologies in there. It's not as high of a price point in the flagship. You're saving about $300 depending on, you know, the competitor versus ours.
Smart
as well.
Move.
300,
like it.
400, yeah. 500. So we came out with the Solution LS. So it's light, surprisingly light when I first picked it up. So, I mean, it's shorter bow. I mean, you're looking at the sub four on there. Well, actually, right at 4.2, and that's with the orbit dampeners on it. You take the orbit dampeners on there, you're right sitting at that four sub four, which you see a lot of our competitors out there setting their specs without their dampening system on there. So when everybody makes sure it's 4 pounds, we're right below four without the dampeners. But and a nice compact bow. We were talking 30-inch axle-to-axle. Here's your 30-inch axle-to-axle bow. Little lighter weight. A little more stable, personally, to me than the CP30 was and the CP28. Not near as reflex, but you're still getting some really, really good speeds out of it as well. I mean,
is that bow similar to the Solution SS?
Yeah, cam wise, it's not quite as round. I mean, it's pretty darn close. It is in a new cam on it as well. Smoothed out a little bit, machined a little differently to lighten it up a little bit more. It is a crazy smooth bow, but the first thing that stands out to everybody is how light the bow is. That was, you know, my first initial reaction, and it was just, I was like, dang, you know, when they handed it to me through the whole development process. And again, you know, and this is a bow we wanted to offer that you can get the deadlock technology in it. You don't get the time lock, you don't get grip lock at those higher price points, you know, yeah. Our flagship price points. But at that $1,200 price point mark, you still get that premium accuracy, that ease of the tunability with deadlock. And then you have money to go buy accessories. So.
Yeah, that's great. That bow right there is right in my wheelhouse. I feel like that size for what in Midwest really, you know, comes together. And that's why I brought the Solution SS. That was, people ask me all the time, like, hey, what was one of your favorite bows of all time? I say the Solution SS, hands down. Like one of the best shooting bows I've ever held for that size. And that reminds me of it dramatically. And that's why I made the comment. Because it matches the axle-to-axle. And there's obviously it has some of that look to it. Beautiful bow. And like I said, that I'm really happy you guys have something in that category. I like the price. I think, you know, what we've been hearing a lot of, and Tim and I were actually talking about this the other day, people like to keep saying like, oh, the problem, you know, because we were talking about some of the issues in the industry as far as policy goes, you know, with different states. Obviously every state's got its own policy. Ours was specific to Michigan, but people are kind of like, oh, the real problem is the cost to get into hunting. And I said, I don't know. Like, don't get me wrong. I understand you guys have to raise prices here and there, which, you know, that could change next year, knowing that some changes in political standing could end up lowering
fingers. That was a great night last night
could,
for that.
Yeah, so could let's lower a lot of costs. So we'll see what happens. Yeah. But the point being, you guys do offer, and that's my point. So this bow is at $1,300. The last one we looked at was at $1,449.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's right in line with the competition price-wise. This one gives you a couple hundred bucks off if you want to, you know, remove a couple tech things, right?
Right.
But this is not including diamond. And that's what I wanted to throw
correct.
Out. People, if you want the best, you're going to pay for the best. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm trying to be very nice about this. If you want, it's like any sport. If you want the best racket in tennis, you want the best pickleball paddle, you want the best golf driver, the best gun for bird hunting, it's $2,000-$3,000. Mm-hmm. So like it's always the same. And let's not even talk about crossbows, because we both know people are spending $3,000+ to get a crossbow. And it's insane. But hey, if you want the best, you're going to pay for it. But in this case, I don't feel like this is a great price for what we're getting here. And I see that you guys did away with the camos on purpose, probably to help.
So lower that the one, cost. We don't have camos on that. It kind of limit the SKUs on the solid colors there.
Yeah, those
camos
are cool.
We do have in the Proven 34, but it's the great, and we have the new sandstone in that one as well.
What color was one you just showed us? Was that green?
This is OD green. Yeah, OD so that's green. Okay. The OD green. Yeah,
that's cool.
And one thing I didn't mention with the Proven 34, but it kind of lends to what we're talking about, our accessories. So something we haven't done before in our flagship bows are offer kit options. We've offered kits separately, but more of that mid price point. Now we have all of our sister companies like Black Gold, Tight Spot, Ripcord. So we have the industry leading accessories. So we want to make it easy for the buyer to get everything ready to go and not have to sit there and sort through all the different accessories out there. So the Proven 34, we do offer two packages that come with a bow. Both, it's a tree stand package and a mountain package. So like what we were talking about, kind of more oriented east-west type platform. It comes with the sandstone color bow, so it's only available in the one color. But so the mountain kit, you get the sandstone bow, you get the center mass 5-pin sight, you get the tight spot 5-arrow XL quiver in sandstone, and the ripcord limb-driven rest, as well as an 8-inch center mass stabilizer. The tree stand version, same color bow, but you get our center mass quiver. So that really light 4-arrow quiver. You get the ripcord cable-driven ratchet, and then the 6-inch stabilizer, as well as the dual track center mass sight. So you're getting all those premium accessories ready to go. You order from your dealer that way, or they carry it. The accessories come with it, and you're ready to go. Same thing on the Solution LS. We're offering what we call the Fast Track package. So you don't, it's the same thing. You don't have to sort through all those different accessories to figure out what's the best. We're going to offer the best. So you get the tight spot 5-arrow quiver with it. You get a ripcord rack arrow rest, which was another new one for us last year. You get a black gold 5-pin rush sight, as well as a 6-inch center mass stabilizer. So you're getting all the best ready to go out of the gate, and you can get it from your dealer that way. You get the package and you're out the door. You buy arrows, you buy a release, you're good to go.
That's awesome. I love the fact, I've always loved the fact, I like when the bow manufacturer kind of either A, has their own accessories, or B, owns the companies that they can put a cool accessory package together, especially with what you guys own. I mean, Black Gold is like amazing. I mean, they're just such a great product. I mean, a lot of people, you know, I was going to tell you that I always forget to repost this video I did for Black Gold. Might have been last year on TikTok, but it was the photochromatic, and a lot of people never really see it. They didn't know what it was. It was crazy the amount of flex that video got because of it. People are like, what is that? What is it purple?
Yeah, and it's so simple, but man, so it's cool. Crazy good.
So cool. So Todd, real quick, so is that it for Bowtech for now?
Yeah, that's our fall launch for this year. Yep.
That's exciting. Yep. So two new bows to add to the lineup. It looks like you guys are keeping most of the bows in the lineup.
Yes. Yeah. So the only thing we'll leave will be the SS34 because the Proven replaces it. The Revolt XL because the Proven replaces it. We will keep the SX80. That way there's that 80-pound option in the same style platform, but that will stay, but it'll still be on the SS34 platform. So
that's awesome. Real quick, just want to touch on some of the other brands, just a very short little quick thing on them. So Excalibur, you know, you mentioned there might be something coming during ATA, I believe.
Man, some exciting stuff. I think, you know, I love Bowtech. You know, I absolutely love Bowtech. I love Excalibur as well. I think I am most excited about Excalibur this year. We've got some awesome stuff coming. I think it's going to be a holy cow moment for a lot of people out there, those crossbow users and even non-crossbow users that are considering coming over to crossbows.
Yeah.
I think it's going to open a ton of eyes. I'm excited. I was actually had it with me last week when we were in Texas. But we're excited to debut it.
That's cool. Yeah. So you guys launched, again, I'm kind of catching up from last year a little bit too with you since we didn't get to talk last year. You guys launched a RevX last year. And it looks awesome. I didn't get a chance to shoot this one, but it looks pretty lights out when I'm looking at it. Is this a pretty compact bow?
It is. Yeah. So the RevX is nice and it's really user friendly. It's really an evolution of our Assassin with that integrated crank system with a little more compact crank system. So it helps balance it out. So the Charger X integrated crank and it's similar to, more of a two-way clutch system in there. So the Assassin, there's a cock and a decock lever. So you have to keep tension on it, flip the lever and then to decock and hang on to it. Just like with most integrated crank systems out there, cocking is much easier because you can flip the lever and it's like a boat winch. Well, with the RevX, it basically has a two-way clutch system in it. So you can start decocking it or as you're cocking it and you can let go of the handle and it's not going to go anywhere. So you have to worry about busting knuckles or whacking your shin or whacking your thigh when you're cocking the crossbow.
So is that
it's
like,
much easier.
Is that system, and I asked this question because I have no idea, but I know there's other brands that do that. Is that like your own patent, or is that like
it
a
is? Yeah, patent? So this is our own patent. Yep.
Is that hard to do? Because I feel like that would be so hard to do.
Yeah, it's always tough out there. There's so many patents out there.
That's crazy.
Patents and trademarks are the two worst things in the industry, and since especially trademarks, since the USPTO came out in I think 1988 or something like that, every year it is so hard to let alone get a name versus patents.
Yeah.
You have to be very, very thorough in your patents.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's always going to be something close on there, and that, and it helps us. I mean, to always make a better mousetrap.
Yeah,
look at the patents out there, and as we're making improvements. And
just a real quick question on the Twin Strike: how did that end up going? Is it not really as good as you guys hoped? Is it did better than you thought?
I don't think it went as good as we hoped. I mean, it went really, really well. It didn't catch on as much as we thought it would. We're still selling them. We're still selling a lot of them.
Yep.
I just think that was a tougher one. A lot of cool technologies, a lot of cool features there. Just the benefit of the double system. The downside that really kind of hurt us more so was legislation.
Yeah.
So
I was going to say policies, and it's ridiculous.
Yep.
I was so pissed off when I heard about New Jersey when it first happened.
Yep.
I'm like, why? Why would you do that? Why would you not just let it see what happens? Like, why is everything got to be a rush, rush, rush?
And anything that was gray became very black and white after we released our Twin Strike, unfortunately. So
it was crazy. And with that bow, I hate to say it, it is awesome. Like, it really is. One of the first things I did with this bow when I had it is I remember I was at hunt camp and I was going to hunt with it that night. And I shot the first bolt and I'm like, okay, cool. Put it back on, and I aimed for the first bolt and I actually hit the first bolt and Robin Hooded. Mm-hmm. It's the first time I ever Robin Hooded with a crossbow in my life. And I couldn't believe it. So it's basically saying like 1-2 and they're both going to hit the same. I mean, it's unbelievable, right? Realistically. Yep. And I thought, dude, this is like awesome, right? Like, cause someone said that to me one time. They're like, so what happens when you shoot like a newbie? They're like, I don't get it. So then what if I have to shoot again? I'm like, well, you have to recock the crossbow. Unless I said, you have a twin strike.
Unless you have a twin strike and you got another one.
It's like a month ago. I was like, unless you have a twin strike.
It's like bird hunting. Yep.
All right. Moving on to one that's really important to me is diamond, because diamond, I love really getting people into the outdoors. I love getting people to be able to afford to try the sport. And diamond is one of those brands that really does that, right? It gives the people the ability to start off with a low cost option to see if they like it, or even stick with it and stick with that price point, because it's okay. It'll do the job. And so I just wanted to touch base with you just to see what's hot, what's been going good for Diamond, what are things you might be working on in the future?
Yeah, a lot of we're getting a lot more exposure is not the right word, but a lot of interest in the dealer, in independent dealer channels for Diamond, where, we have a lot in the mass merchants like Bass Pro and Cabela's, which are, great partners for us. But we're seeing an increase in interest in the independent dealer channels. But we wanted... They were always looking for something that they have unique to them versus where they may not be able to compete with fall classics and things like that for those big box stores. So over the last really the year and a half, we've launched several new diamond bows, but they're really dealer exclusive. So it started with the Pro 320. So Edge 320, one of our best bows we've launched in several years. We rolled out a Pro 320 version of it that's only available in independent dealers. That's offered. We were talking about it. It's offered Mossy Oak Bottomland as well as a couple other monotone colors. But we also did the same thing with the Pro 305. And just most recently, you're going to see it being stood up. It's already being sold in the dealer channels, the Pro Max. So our most recent newest diamond was the Edge Max. So we now offer all three of those bows in a pro shop independent dealer only configuration that you can't order online. You can't get it directly from us because we do have Diamond Ecom. You cannot order it directly through Diamond. You can't get it from any of the mass merchants. You can only get it from your local independent diamond dealer, something exclusive to them. So
that's awesome. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, it's always the one brand that's like, hey, this is the entry level. This is how you get involved. This is how you learn archery. And eventually you buy a Bowtech as you move up the paces. If you get through this and love it, and if you don't love it, you didn't spend a ton of money, you're still able to try it.
All the shoots I go to, Total Archery Challenges, hunts that I go out on, I consistently see a lot of diamond bows. And it's the, you got deploys out there are high ends in there, but it's in that edge range, you know, the 599 bow, the 649 bow, that you get a very, very high performance product that will just get the job done at that 549, 649 price point.
Yeah. Striker coming back?
No striker. Striker, it can
threw that one out there.
I saw the tombstone on that back. I have a mouse pad on my desk of Striker. Think about it now.
Yeah, you guys probably got shirts or somewhere laying around.
I do. I found some marketing collateral from the Striker days when I was looking at some stuff the other day.
Those are nice bows. I mean, I hate to say it, man. They did a good job. You guys crushed it. That design was so awesome with the center tech, you know, whatever you called it. I don't remember, but it was set. The weight was centered on them, and they were sweet little bows. That's for sure.
Yeah. You know, and I can confidently say at this point, at this time, I think sometimes there's products that are maybe a little too advanced for their time. And I think maybe that's where Striker landed.
I mean, I think the issue for you guys is that if you wanted to create something like that again, you still could. You obviously always have the option because you probably still own Striker, the name and all that. The issue is you really can't put it under Excalibur, because if you do that, I think people that shoot Excalibur would not like it because they're very specific about their recurve concept.
Right,
and
right.
Yes, you could do it, but you would probably tick off a lot of people. Just my thought, but I would think like if I was a Excalibur user, it's like the Cadillac to me, and I want to stay in that. You know, I always want to go on your website and see all those recurves. And I think if you were going to do a wheeled version, a cam version, I think it would still have to go back to Striker. You know, there's no way around it. But the cool part is, I think is cool, if you guys ever did decide to do it, you probably have so many cool new cams and stuff you could play with to create a new one. It'd be kind of.
Oh, and we've learned so much from Bowtech since 2000, was it 10 when we stopped, 18?
Yeah.
On Striker. I mean, cams have come so far.
Little rig there. And with the prices they are nowadays, I mean, you probably could charge a pretty high end penny to get your, to create something. That's pretty cool. It's cool. It's just cool having the option. It's cool that if you guys get bored and you're like, you know what, we should do this and let's do this. Yep. Or you could put under the diamond name, the Bowtech name. I mean, there are different options, of course, that, you know, we don't think about sometimes, but they're always
there. There's a ton of equity in all the names, really, even diamond too, in the mass merchant channels and even independent dealer channels. So,
yeah. And then are we going to expect anything new from Black Gold or not this year?
Nothing in 24. We'll definitely have some stuff in 25, but nothing in 24. The same thing with Ripcord. We just did a whole new relaunch, rebrand for Ripcord at the ATA. So every product in the line is new going in, you know, really into 24. So we're not updating anything going into 25.
What's the lowest cost option for a Black Gold? Is it the Rush?
Rush. And that is a insanely popular site for which you get at $140, I think is off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the site we put on the Solution LS just for that reason.
Yeah, that's cool. I just brought it up because sometimes people don't realize they can get their hands on a really good branded product that's actually still built very high quality, and that's why I was throwing it out there. People might not think like, oh, it's probably not that good. No. It's actually all metal. It's going to have the photochromatic. That's my point. Like, it's a great deal. Yes, it's a fixed pin. Yes, it's a standard bracket, but like, hey, that's a good site to get your hands on, you know, for your bow. I've hunted with Rush for years, and it's an amazing site, in my opinion.
It's a tank. I mean, as far as just durability, I mean, aluminum doesn't have the plastic housings, even the pins themselves. I mean, when you get down to the, you know, kind of that price point, pins are generally the places that site companies will kind of try to cut corners a little bit, and not us. I mean, it's still the steel pin, very bright, and like you said, the photochromatic. You know, that's going to roll across all of our sites because that's a major advantage in that site.
Yeah, it's really cool. Well, Todd, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it. And I wish you guys the best of luck this year with these two models. I feel like you're definitely in the right spot. And, you know, these are the two sizes I think are going to be the best options.
Yeah.
You know, and I also love the fact I'm throwing it out there, and some people will be like, no way. But I like that you only did two, to be honest. I feel like some companies are getting crazy with doing four and five and six in some cases. I'm like, dude, settle down. Just give us two options.
Exactly.
You know, take it a little.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool. But any last words?
No, man, I appreciate you having me on. We got to talk in a while. And I'm excited to connect at the ATA. We definitely need to do something there again as well for Excalibur. But yeah, this is awesome. I'd love being able to connect with you guys and have this roll on launch day as well.
Awesome. Thank you for tuning into the show today. We hope you had a good time. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button and like button where you can. You can find us all over every platform. And don't forget to join our membership programs, have a lot of fun with the community here, and have a chance to win some really cool products. We'll see you soon.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.